We had been talking about your parents, and you were telling me about your father. And I wondered, when you moved in down to Tacoma, where did you live in the city?
In an apartment building. Mm-hmm. And it was terrible. It was an upstairs building, mm-hmm. and it was kind of cramped quarters. Mm-hmm. And it was not... It just was not, there wasn't enough space, really. Mm-hmm. And yet, the atmosphere, of course, was with my mother, was fine. Mm-hmm. And then another thing, the biggest break we had was the influence of my grandmother, too. We went to a Catholic school, a private school, my sister and I. Mm-hmm. And I went there for 8 years. I graduated from the school. At the 8th grade, and so the sisters, and, you know, the nuns and the priests, that was the atmosphere, and of course they taught how to read and how to write, and you know, I had a good background with them. Mm-hmm. And then I, 1 year, I went to 1 year of high school in a Catholic high school in Tacoma. And it was then that I went to a public school for the first time. I was in the 10th grade.
Do you know why? Was there a reason why you changed to public school?
I don't know. Maybe just because I wanted to, maybe just for a change. Mm-hmm. But I actually graduated from Heartland, mm-hmm. as I say. Yeah. I went there 1 year, mm-hmm. in Heartland. So that was, but I always feel I had a very good background in, thank heavens, going to the Catholic school. Mm-hmm. Now, the public schools were okay, mm-hmm. but in the Catholic school they do teach.
Do you remember what order or?
Yes, Dominican.
Dominican?
Wait a minute, Dominican. Yes, Dominican nuns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were the nuns or priests of any particular ethnic background? I know that, for example, around here many of the schools are, they're Irish.
I suspect some of them were Irish. I know that Father Mark was German. Mm-hmm. He was the parish priest. Mm-hmm. And I really, no, I don't.
Didn't notice any.
They were all, I'm sure, from the States. They were born in the States. Mm-hmm. And I had, I met a new teacher every year of my school. There were 8 nuns. Uh-huh. It isn't like one nun taught, say, 3 grades each, uh-huh. because there was a big demand for that school to go to the school. Mm. And it wasn't until later that I learned that my aunt and uncle had paid our tuitions at the, I don't know what the tuition was or anything. Mm-hmm. In fact, I didn't even know there was a tuition until later on. Mm. I'm sure dumb.
I think a lot of times children don't know about.
No, you're not aware. You know, just.
What kinds of things? You lived in this apartment. Did you live there throughout the time you lived in Tacoma?
I lived there until we moved to the first house I ever lived in, mm-hmm. except probably up in Canada, when I was about, I'd say about 13 years old. Mm-hmm. So we lived in that apartment for a very, very long time.
Was it was it right in the city?
Yes, right, almost downtown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And were there many other families living in the
city? Yes, and now, interestingly enough, there was an Italian family, the Buttis, B-U-T-I, Sarah Butti, and there was Bimbo Butti. Those were the two, I remember two of our playmates. And there was a Polish family, and those were the Moleskis. Mm-hmm. There was Francis Moleski, Josephine Moleski, and, I can't remember the name of the brother. And then there was a Swedish family. Mm-hmm. And the reason I remember the Swedish lady, I don't remember her name, the first time I ever tasted boiled potatoes sliced and browned in butter, and they were absolutely delicious. And then she used to bake bread and all kinds of rolls. Mm-hmm. Now, my mother was a wonderful cook, mm-hmm. but this was a different type of food, and I just absolutely loved it.
Were there a lot of other children then living in
yes,
the building?
Yes, uh-huh. not in the same building, mm-hmm. but in the community, in this neighborhood, you might mm-hmm. say.
And had mentioned, maybe to go back just a little, on the in the apartment, do you remember how many rooms there were in it and stuff, or could you sort of describe it to you?
This apartment building. The landlady's name was Mrs. Runk.
Mm-hmm.
Her son's name was Tony, and he worked for the telephone company.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony was a dope addict. And I can remember so well, in the evenings, sometimes, Tony liked to read kids. In the next apartment to us,
mm-hmm.
there was another family, and they had a boy and a girl. Now, by family, I mean it was the mother, Bessie. Bessie was divorced. She had two children, Della and Bill. Then also, Bessie, the mother, her mother and father lived with this family, and they were from Mississippi. Very, very nice people. And the landlady was Mrs. Runk, and her son was Tony. And Tony was, he was a dope addict. And I can remember sometimes maybe on a Sunday afternoon or sometimes of an evening, Tony would just, Mrs. Runk's son Tony would kind of, and he didn't, apparently he had a bedroom, as I remember it, kind of in the back room. And he wanted to tell we kids stories. And we would go in there, all four of his children, of we kids. And I can remember seeing paraphernalia there, and I'm sure that he shot it right into a vein.
Mm-hmm.
But he was very mild, very nice, very tranquil, and we kids just loved him. We visited back and forth and so on. And then a lady by the name of Mrs. Hushin was co-owner of the building with Mrs. Runk, and Mrs. Hushin came as an immigrant from Germany, and she lost a son in the war, in World War II, and maybe in a previous war, I don't know. She was quite an elderly lady, and she had many possessions with her that were from Germany. I remember she had some, it might have been very fine little statues, and she had books, and she had needlework, and her treasures were with her there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and later on, I know that she sold out her half of, and went to a nursing home, and probably at that time, where she had to pay, maybe she paid several thousand dollars, and that ensured her a comfortable living until the end of her days. But she was very nice to us. So we had very, and Mrs. Runk was good to us, and Mrs. Hushin was very nice to us. So we were in an atmosphere of very, very nice people.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in a commercial area of town.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly was not an area that that would be recommended to raise children. It was not in a suburb, for
mm-hmm.
example. So I just didn't know what that atmosphere could be like at all. I had no concept. Until later, when I said that my mother had a sister, Frankie, and Frankie had married Uncle Homer, and they lived in Portland, Oregon, which was is about maybe 100 miles or so from Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a nice home there. They had two daughters, Barbara and Peggy, my cousins. And in their home was the very first time that I ever saw a really a nice home, and what it was like, and what a lovely table manners were, and the correct way for a place setting.
Mm-hmm.
And my eyes were just opened, and I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sort of, I presume, made quite an influence on me later in life.
Do you know how old you were?
Yeah, I was probably about, I started visiting there with them maybe when I was 13. Maybe 12, something like that. But it made a big impression on me. Now, my sister didn't at all. She wasn't, she loved them like I did, but I was affected by things that were going on around me. And she was just absorbed with the family, the family ties and so on. So
when you were living in the apartment,
yes,
was it like a two-bedroom or?
Let me see. That was we kids were in one bedroom, and my mother and father, of course, had another bedroom. And mm-hmm. then there was, I think, a living room, no dining room, and a little small dark kitchen. Mm-hmm. And the bathroom was down the hall. Mm-hmm. It was a hall there that was used by all the members in the building. Uh-huh. And the members in the building were, there was, I remember, a construction worker. And he is a man that one Christmas made Della and Bill next door, made them presents, and my sister and I. And for we girls, he carved out little cribs, little rocking cribs for our little dolls. Mm-hmm. And he's another one that loved to tell us stories. We used to down there, he would tell ghost stories, and we just thought that was just the greatest. And then also we had a prostitute in the building. Mm-hmm. And I remember she was very nice to we kids. We, of course, I didn't realize. But I know later.
Did you learn later from your family or someone?
No, I learned later from my mother after we moved out of the building. Mm-hmm. But I remember something I couldn't understand. This lady, I can't think of her name. As I say, we saw her infrequently, but she was always very nice to us, you know, hello and so on. And I don't know that she followed her profession in the building. I doubt that. Mm-hmm. But that's where she lived. And I remember that she gave me a dress. Mm-hmm. And my mother was a beautiful seamstress, which enabled her to... my sister and I always looked as well as anybody in school because my mother could sew, and I say she sewed beautifully. So at any rate, this lady, her name was Blanche, mm-hmm. and Blanche gave me a dress, and it was velvet. And I took it to my mother, and oh, you know, I was so thrilled with it, and I thought maybe she could reduce its size, but of course she threw it out, and I was so upset. And I couldn't understand why, mm-hmm. Until later, and she was able to tell me. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things did you do to play as a child in that apartment?
Oh, we would get together and play cards, mm-hmm. and dominoes and checkers and pretend games. And then we had, with the other children in that area, mm-hmm. We led very active outdoor lives. We... I was a regular tomboy. Mm-hmm. And it was very active, I'm sure a very healthy life, because I can remember coming in so hungry. I'd been playing so hard, and at that time I was as tall as I am now, and I weighed about 97 pounds. I remember that my mother would be told that I would have galloping consumption someday and so on, but of course I didn't. And I remember our Christmases, that especially. And my father just never quite made it on Christmas Eve. But my mother, we always had a tree, and we had some ornaments, and in those days they didn't have electric lights, they had candles. We had little candles all over the tree. And there was always a gift. And we sang carols, we children, under the tree with my mother. And those are some of the happiest memories I have. And then Aunt Addie and Uncle Tony, they all sent our Christmas dinner, which was a chicken. They would ship it out to us, so we had a great big chicken at Christmas, and always had a nice dinner. Mm-hmm. And my mother, we didn't miss out on any celebrations, and my mother was a great one to tell us about family history, mm-hmm. and she was aware of where we were living, and but somehow we were never really affected by it. Mm-hmm. I think the combination of my mother and the schooling, mm-hmm. we were just oblivious, mm-hmm. to any elements that were not desirable. Mm-hmm. And as I say, I didn't realize it, how really the circumstances we were in, mm-hmm. until I started going to Portland and seeing, and then I began to question, mm-hmm. about the way that we lived.
Do you remember when you're saying you played pretend games, do you remember what kinds of things you'd pretend?
Oh, a lot of acting. Mm-hmm. You know, a curtain would go up across the middle of the room and somebody would appear in front of the curtain and they were an Indian chief or they were something or other. Mm-hmm. And they were very, we had good times, you know, doing these things. And as I say, it was acting. It was, make-believe, I presume. And then, of course, there was nurse and doctor, I presume. Somebody could be a teacher and the students. Mm-hmm. And I think probably more or less just, I imagine quite typically, I don't know what children do today, mm-hmm. but we had awfully good times.
Mm-hmm. A lot of, when you said you were a tomboy, what kinds of things?
Oh, well, I wrestled, and I ran foot races, and mm-hmm. I climbed trees, and I remember we lived near it was a gully, an open area, mm-hmm. and I remember one tree that grew with the limbs that came way out, mm-hmm. and somebody had tied a rope on it, mm-hmm. and with a tire on it. Mm-hmm. And the trick was to grab the tires and ride out over the space and land on the other side. And I did that with just as well as any of the fellas. The other girls didn't. They were more delicate than I was, more ladylike, I presume.
Did you ever, did your mother ever talk to you about your future or your life, in terms of, like, growing up, or do you remember ever wanting to be anything special?
I wanted to go to college. Mm-hmm. That was a burning ambition. And so when I went into high school, I took all of the college entry subjects, mm-hmm. Always hoping there'd be some little miracle that would happen. Now, in those days, it really took people of means to send their children to college, mm-hmm. because there were very few programs where a child could go. I presume that the boys worked in cafeterias or that type of thing to help. Mm-hmm. But girls didn't do that very much. See, this is a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And so unless the family had means, it just was always an impossibility. And there was no such thing as like a city college or anything of that nature.
Mm, yeah.
So, but I always took the college entry courses. So when I actually did start school, I had all that behind me that had been done years ago.
Mm-hmm. So do you remember where you got the idea to go to college?
Yes, I do. Along about that time when I was about 15 or 16, and I'm trying to think what... Oh, we had moved, as I say, out of the apartment to this neighborhood, mm-hmm. Kind of a middle-class neighborhood.
And was this also in Tacoma?
This was in Tacoma, kind of mm-hmm. on the outskirts, in a suburb, mm-hmm. like Lakewood would be to Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to Long Beach. So, at any rate, within walking distance of this house, where we moved, was a lake called Wapato Lake. Mm-hmm. And I started going there in the summers, as did everybody else in the area. And while I was there, I met the lifeguards, Julia and Wes. And they were about, Julia was 24, and I was 16. And Wes was about the same age. And Julia's mother and father, or Julia's father, had in the past owned a chain of grocery stores. So, you know, they had money. And Wes's father, I think, was a pharmacist in Tacoma. And they both worked for the city in the summer. They were both students. Mm-hmm. They went to Oregon State. And that's where I first heard about college. And I saw that they were very, just wonderful people. And they're the ones that taught me to swim. Mm-hmm. And I was on the... on a swimming team in Tacoma. I think it was for long distance I could swim. But anyway, I swam there. And then Julia had, her parents had a summer home on one of the islands there in the harbor at Puget Sound. Mm-hmm. And you had to take a ferry. So she invited me to come out and spend one weekend, and I'd never been in such an atmosphere where there was a water. They had a nice, I'm sure it was a very average summer home, but they cooked out there and they stayed there in the summer. Mm-hmm. And but on the weekends, or when she could, Julia would go out, and she would take me with her. And that's where I first knew about college, what it could be like, mm-hmm. or I imagined it could be like.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I still didn't think I'd ever be able to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
But she enlarged my horizons tremendously.
Mm-hmm. So she was, though, she was about, well, almost 10 years old.
8 years old.
8 years old. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you made this move, do you know how that came about that you moved to
I think Minnesota? Finally my mother just finally told, she just finally said that we could not be raised in that atmosphere any longer, mm-hmm. that we girls were growing up, mm-hmm. that we had to be in a different element, a different, and I'm sure that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And then also, I think probably one of the moving factors was that the neighbors, right, next to the next apartment, Della and Bill, our mother, Bessie and so on, they moved out in this area, and right next door to them was this house that became vacant. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to move there. So again, we were next door to our very good friends. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, by that time, and that's when I changed schools from the Catholic school. Mm-hmm. I went closer to the equivalent of a city, of a junior high school. Mm-hmm. They just started having them then.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother, like say when you were living in the apartment buildings, did she ever have any time out of the home, or did you ever go, do you know what her typical day would be like?
I'm sure that her typical day was just being in the apartment. Mm-hmm. She used to go to town and had to buy groceries and bring them back. So a great deal. And she was a beautiful housekeeper. She just kept where we lived, our quarters were just beautifully kept. Mm-hmm. I don't know what her life was like, really. Except she was very involved with three children being in school. Mm-hmm. Emma sewing, preparing meals. Mm-hmm. And she used to take the children to a park. Mm-hmm. And in the summers, we'd be out on the farm. So we weren't there all the time. We were in the winter. We were involved with school. In the summers, we were on the farm. So we were away from this element.
Mm-hmm. Did your father go with you to the farm?
No, mm-hmm. no.
So it would be just your mother.
We'd leave Daddy, and then we would go out mm-hmm. in the summers, and because he had to work, there had mm-hmm. to be an income. Then of course the Depression came along in 1926.
Mm-hmm. Now how old were you?
16.
16.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was bad. It was a very, very bad time. Now my sister thinks of it with resentment. I don't, because to me, I just I've always been kind of a Pollyanna type. Maybe I've even shut my mind off to certain things I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I remember we used to have to go down. It was relief. We were on relief. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, where they, I understand that there was money, like, I don't know how you'd say it, but for the city or whoever the government facility was, mm-hmm. There was money to help us to live. And I do know that I went with my mother down to wherever this relief situation was, mm-hmm. with many, many, many other people mm-hmm. that were there, and they were given certain rations. Mm-hmm. But we were never hungry. My mother had, as she always, you know, had we had well-balanced meals, and we kids were never sick, or we were extremely healthy. Mm-hmm. But it was a very, very bad time. And my mother, as a child, had never, as a young woman, had never been used to this element. Mm-hmm. And this, I'm sure, the pressures. She had very high blood pressure, mm-hmm. and with the pressures of the home, and with a situation that didn't seem to get better and didn't look like there was any chance of improvement. I'm sure that, but she was only 46 years old, as I say, when mm-hmm. she had a stroke and she died. Mm-hmm. So it was, looking back on my childhood, I've never, I've always looked back on it with fondness and an awfully good time. I was, as I say, I've always been kind of a Pollyanna type mm-hmm. person. I wasn't resentful. I, although I did start questioning later on why we lived like we did. Mm-hmm. And then I was, went into homes of other children. Mm-hmm. And
well, you mentioned going to see your aunt and your cousins, your Aunt Frankie?
Yes, in Portland.
Uh-huh. And the difference there, did you say anything at that time, or do you remember saying anything to anyone about
it? No, my mother, I used to complain to her then mm-hmm. about it. I'm sure that added to her being upset. Mm-hmm. because there was nothing she could do to improve what we had.
Well, how different, what was the home like that you moved to in the suburbs when you were 13?
You mean my Aunt Frankie's home?
No.
The farm?
The one in Tacoma.
Oh, it was just more space. Mm-hmm. It was more space, and it had an upstairs and a downstairs. It was like other people in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Some of those people owned their homes. Mm-hmm. We had a yard and we had a garden, and it was a very normal life. The only thing was there wasn't enough money. Mm-hmm. It was clothes and things that we lacked. Nice clothes. Mm-hmm.
So you rented the home?
Yes, uh-huh. It was rented, yeah. Uh-huh.
And did, so you think that you had fewer clothes because it was more expensive to live there?
No, we never had any clothes, mm-hmm. except what my mother could make for us. Mm-hmm. But what I mean is we didn't have clothes like the others did.
I see.
Before I went to school. I remember one girl in my school, she was a very pretty girl, and she had a friend. They were just buddies, and they went with the football crowd. This was in high school. And I can't think of her name, but I remember she had a white leather coat, and I thought that was the prettiest thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, she's the one that got pregnant later on. So, you know. But that,